This is Amy Burke reporting from the 85th National FFA Convention, and joining me is Garrett Wesley, the newly named overall winner in extemporaneous public speaking in the FFA this year. Congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
And you're originally from Texas, so what's your home FFA chapter?
My home FFA chapter is Crandall FFA chapter.
About how many members are in your chapter and who's your advisor?
Our non-active members totaled, we have approximately 80 members. We have about 25 to 30 active members that participate. Our advisors are Mr. Patrick Hartley and Mr. Billy Johnson.
And just so that everyone can get a feel for your geographical location, you mentioned you were somewhere in relation to Dallas?
Yes, ma'am. We're about 30 miles southeast of Dallas, so we're pretty close to Central Texas.
Now, extemporaneous public speaking, you're pretty good at speaking on the spot, I'm guessing. So how did you prepare for this?
A lot of hours. I practiced 3 days a week, an hour and a half to 2 hours after school on those days, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I also watched a lot of news. There's a channel called RFD TV, Rural Farm Development TV, and I studied on it, and I watched it. I watched a lot of market reports and a lot of statistics about agriculture.
It to be very well-rounded. For those that don't know the extemporaneous public speaking contest, you grab a category the day of the contest. You have 20 minutes to prepare?
30 minutes to prepare.
30 minutes to prepare and textbooks. And then you write your speech and you present in front of judges.
Yes, ma'am. It's really challenging because it makes you have to think on your feet. You really can't prepare based off of the only thing you really know is the topic areas. And so you have to get your main ideas, but you also just have to hope that you have the fluidity and the knowledge that you need to win. And the questions are probably the hardest part. The questions are very challenging, and so that's one of the best parts of the speech.
What topic did you happen to draw here at the convention?
Well, I drew a couple, but my final topic that I had was a topic over, will famine ever be non-existent?
How did you answer that?
Well, I answered it in a way that is really contrary to what a lot of people said. A lot of the actual speakers in my room with me also got that topic, but many of them said that famine can be solved for eventually. And although it's unfortunate to say, realistically, famine is an issue that is an international issue and it's a global problem. And I said that it's something that truthfully can never be solved for. But one of the upsides of never being able to solve for it is that it does give us a mindset of having to solve the problem because we know what steps need to be taken because it is a serious issue and we can't be comfortable with it, which always keeps us working.
Spoken like a true public speaker. What year are you in school?
I'm a junior.
So you still have plenty of time to grow and just continue on. Are you thinking maybe trying prepared next year?
Absolutely. I'm either going to try prepared next year or possibly job interviews. So I'm going to keep continuing doing what I'm doing and try to be the best at it.
Well, good for you. You're truly embracing the theme of convention, grow.
Yes, ma'am. I think it's important that we try to grow ourselves and grow our entire chapter so that FFA continues to get better.
Well, thank you very much. And again, congratulations. The extemporaneous winner here at the 85th National FFA Convention, Garrett Wesley.